Now, with that market facilitation program delay, are we going to see an announcement on that soon, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're working hard. We're pushing for the second round of the payments to be made. We think that the justification is there for the second round. Farmers have still been impacted by the illegal retaliation, and you know, we have been having a little bit of a disagreement with a few others, our budget office within the government, our Office of Management and Budget. Of course, their job is to control spending and to say no. We're saying that the need is there, the circumstances haven't changed, and so Secretary Perdue plans on visiting and taking the issue to the president.
Any more of a timeline that you're able to clarify for us on that?
We hope in the very near future. I mean, we hope, we recognize that farmers need the assistance. We know that they've been impacted price-wise. We know that farmers are going to be starting to visit with their bankers, talk about financing for next year coming up, either now or right after the first of the year. And so the time is now to make that announcement and get those payments made.
Now, the administration has given farmers E15, among other things. What's the message that will be that you all will take to President Trump to show the need that for the second tranche of payments?
I think the message that we're saying is that, again, the president made the commitment, recognizing that farmers were on the tip of the retaliation spear, committed up to $12 billion. We made half of the payment. We had the request from the other folks within the administration, the Office of Management and Budget, to split it into two payments to see if some of that retaliation went away. And here we are now, after we're it's time to make the second round of payments. That retaliation is still in place. Notwithstanding, you know, China just came in and purchased a little over a million tons of U.S. soybeans, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to the 30 to 35 million tons that we regularly export to them. And so even if we see some very much robust purchases well beyond the million metric tons, farmers have still been impacted, not only soybean farmers, but farmers across the board that are receiving these payments, and so we need to do that.
Is there a timeline on as to when Secretary Perdue will visit with President Trump on this matter?
Plans on doing that in the near future.
Sorry, I joined late. Are there any bugaboos in the farm bill that you at the department will have trouble pushing out, or is it just pretty much a continuation of current policy?
I wouldn't say. I mean, it is. A lot of the programs are the same, or there's tweaks to existing programs. There's not the radical overhaul of the farm safety net like we saw in the 2014 farm bill. But there's changes. I mean, the loan rates are increasing in the farm bill. The reference prices are increasing. Farmers will have the choice of signing up on a crop by crop and farm by farm basis for either ARC or PLC beginning in 2019 and then continuing on after that. And so there's a lot of changes. There's some new programs, funding $300 million for animal disease prevention and control. And so we have to stand up and make some decisions there. Some changes to the conservation programs, increases in the conservation reserve program. So there's a lot of work to be done. So we have our work cut out for us at USDA.
The animal disease program you mentioned, that's the vaccine backlog that you hope to amass. Is that what that is?
The Congress provided around $300 million for funding that could be between vaccines, animal diagnostic networks, and other capacity building.
Now, the ARC PLC will turn into an annual choice. You can choose between the two make that choice every year. Is that going to impact kind of the administrative aspect of that?
Sure. I mean, when you have farmers that are coming into their local FSA office, and they'll make one choice that will apply to 19 and 20, And then on an annual basis, they'll be able to make a choice as well in 21, 22, and 23. And then again, that's on a crop-by-crop and farm-number-by-farm-number basis. And so, yes, that does add to administrative workload. But it also is a good opportunity, I think, for farmers to see what kind of safety net is going to be most advantageous to them. And so overall, it's good for producers.